we'll do this again. Praise the Lord again. I guess I inadvertently, I said Thursday, Friday, and then Friday, Saturday. Our prayer is Thursday, Friday. Okay. Thursday, Friday. I would like to say on Saturday, but this is the annual train show on Saturday. And I'm not putting prayer above trains, but I'm taking my grandson. I bought him a train set for Christmas. I've been saving up a little bit. We're going to have some fun at the train show. Any of you dads out there got grandkids that love trains, we'll be over there. Brother Perry Hicks and his grandsons will be over there. So, isn't life great? It is so great to have Brother and Sister Spears with us. And we're just going to have them come and preach to us, speak to us, whatever they choose to do here. We love you guys. God bless you.
Wow. God is so good. And his family is fantastic. Always. Y'all are so sweet. And I just love being here. And I'm so glad I get to stay another week. And I promise I'll quit praying for snow. You can be seated. And I'm not going to take but a second. Steve has something that he is going to share with you today. But I just wanted to share one little thing. One little thing with you that I feel that God is speaking to this group of people right now. It's 2 Kings 13. When you start at verse 14, Elisha is sick. And it says he's sick and he dies. But Josiah the king has come to see him because they were very, very close. And of course, when he gets there, he's, "Oh, my father, the chariot of Israel and all his horsemen." And, you know, it's a very dramatic time. Verse 15 says, Elisha said to him, "Take your bow and arrows." And he took unto him a bow and an arrow. And he said to the king of Israel, "Put thy hand upon the bow." And he put his hand upon it. And Elisha put his hands on the king's hands. They're joined together. And he said, "Open the window eastward." And he opened it. Then Elisha said, "Shoot." And he shot. And he said, "The arrow of the Lord's deliverance, and the arrow of the deliverance from Syria. For thou shalt smite the Syrians, Aphek, till thou hast consumed them." Now that's an awesome promise. You're going to consume your enemy and it's going to all be over. Satan's defeated and I am delivered. It's done. Verse 18 said, and he said, "Take the arrows," and he took them. And he said unto the king of Israel, "Smite them on the ground." All he said was just smite them. Didn't give any more instruction than that. Just smite them. And he smote thrice, and he stopped. King was overcome with grief. He didn't have a whole lot of energy. He didn't really know what he was supposed to do. And he just kind of half-hearted hit it on the ground three times and stopped. And here's the problem. And the man of God was angry with him. And he said, thou should have smitten 5 or 6 times. Thou hadst thou smitten in Syria till thou had consumed it, whereas now thou shalt smite Syria but thrice. And Elisha died. Now, I read all that to say this. The promises of God are conditional. You've been given a promise through pastor, through the word of God, through the voice of God, that it's time to change dimensions, that it's time to do things a little differently. But the promises of God are conditional. When Elisha said, smite the ground and you'll consume Israel, but then there wasn't enough passion and he only smote it 3 times. He had let his sadness and his grief and life and the fact that life wasn't going like he wanted it to go. And the king didn't want Elisha to die because he leaned on Elisha. This isn't how life was supposed to go. And he was not happy with this. And he allowed that to drain his passion for what he should have done. And there wasn't enough passion in the king. Promise said to consume Syria. Passion said, I can't get it done. Promise always depends on passion. You can say a lot, and we can talk a lot about what we're going to do and what God wants us to do and what we feel God to do. But until our passion as an entire group of church gets to a certain level, the promise can't come without the passion. So I challenge you this morning. I told you Friday night to read Isaiah 35. It is the chapter for this church right now. It is time for the desert to blossom like a rose. It is time for the enemy to be consumed in Madison. It is time for the liberalism to not be the thing that everyone knows Madison about. It's time for them to know Madison, as that's where God decided to show up. And this is a portal that God is going to use for his blessings. And I feel that. And I know that God wants to use this area. He wants to come somewhere where nobody thinks it should be done because it's so consumed with other things. But if your passion is enough to keep striking the ground and to keep worshiping and to keep coming and to keep plugging in and to keep saying, I'm not going to quit until this thing breaks, then you're going to have what God desires for your church. It's up to us. Let's not get weary in the battle.
Well, hallelujah. Boy, she's a hard act to follow. I'll tell you right now. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, we got to worship just a little bit more. Again, how grateful we are to be here. I would encourage you to feel free to stand at the slightest inkling of the Holy Ghost. Because every time you stand, you're putting your foot on the enemy. You know, you can do that seated, but it's a different story. If you're going to put your foot on me, I'd much rather you be seated. But when you stand and start stomping, I'm in trouble. So you bear that in mind. And several of you have been so very kind to ask me to sing. I tell you what, we're going to do that tonight. I thought I would try it today, but back when I was younger, my voice was good all the time, or I thought it was. And but nowadays, it don't wake up like it used to. So we'll see about tonight. God bless you. So, Pastor, God bless you. Love you very much. And God is kind of knitting us together like brothers, and it's a wonderful thing, isn't it? I think if I belonged to a local church, I'd want to know that my pastor had some friends. Yeah, he needs friends, and he needs to go out to meetings, and he needs to go places and do things. And I don't want him just to sit like I have to sit and stagnate. I want him to get fresh stuff. Go where you need to go. Do what you need to do. Get out there. Get it done. Stay in tune with what the world, our gospel around the world is doing. So God bless you. Well, I don't know what that was about, but anyway. Amen. Well, I'm going to bring for a few minutes today. We're supposed to have the altar call going at 11:30. Would you pray that that happens? Oh, goodness. I'm at that stage where my bifocals work part of the time. And part of the time I can't tell if I'm better off without them, and I guess I need to go back to the doctor. I hate to do that because that's admitting something that I don't want to admit. God bless you. But I do have something today that's powerful because it's God's Word. But I really believe that this is God's Word for 2018. And so I have to share it. So it's going to be good. It's going to be fun. It's positive. God's Word for 2018 is not sad. If you're expecting a sad, thumb-sucking message today, you're going to be very disappointed. Because I'm fixing to do all I can to tell you how good God's going to be in this year. Come on, it's a year of promise. It's a year of promise. God's Word for 2018. I'm going to start with Romans 4 and 20 and 21. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Shake hands with your neighbor and tell him, be strong in faith. Oh, come on now. Be strong in faith. Verse 21, and being, watch this now, fully persuaded. That's 100% fully persuaded that what he, God, had promised, he was able. I wish somebody would believe with me this morning that every promise in the book is mine. Whatever he promised, he's able. He's up to it. As a matter of fact, can I tell you, it can't miss. The only way it can miss is if I quit believing. You keep believing, and it's impossible for that promise to not be answered. Ezekiel 12:25, for I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. Find that person again and tell them it's going to come to pass. Ah. It shall be no more prolonged. You've read in the past, and wherever you are, I want to tell you that it's settled in heaven. It's settled that God is going to do his part. Well, one thing I'm completely sure of this morning and that I'm positively in agreement with is that if God promised it, it's coming to pass. How many have a promise from the Lord that's not, not fulfilled yet? You got to do this. I know it's Sunday morning and you're trying to be comfortable there in that pew, and I don't blame you. I would be doing that too. But would you please just jump up and say, this is my year. Woo! Oh, come on. I know Sunday morning may not be a shouting service, but let's make it one this morning. Come on, this is my year. This is my year. This is it. It's coming to pass. I'm coming of age. The promise. Woo! Come on, somebody just shout a little bit and praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo. Amen. Smile, wave your hand. You can be seated. Yeah. Terry likes, Sister Terry there, she really likes to go to New York. I don't really know why. It's a big place. Full of everything. And she likes to go. We ride the subway. Man, we just act like we know what we're doing. But I read somewhere that when you go to a place like that, your bearing and your attitude has much to do with whether or not you are a victim. Yeah, if you're walking like, I'm scared, I don't want to be here, I've got my money hid somewhere, and please God, don't let that guy looks like he wants a piece of me, and I don't, you know, just, oh Lord, you're hiding behind everything, and you know what, you're going to get what you're wanting. Say, there's an easy mark right there. So, here's what we do. If you want some of this Arkansas, come get it. I may not have much to give you, but I'll give you everything I've got. It's time for somebody to get your head up. Start walking like a winner. Start walking like a champion. Come on, go to work with your shoulders back and your head up. Walk through the doors of Madison like you're ready to overcome any and every devil that dares to stick his head out. Hey, when we get back in here tonight, I want to see you coming in. Woo. Yeah. I want the devil to start out after me because I know he will. Let him just start out after me, and when he gets to me, he's thinking, well, maybe not. Woo. How about it? So walk like a victor. It is not the will of God for us to act, walk, or feel defeated or depressed or discouraged. If you're discouraged, let me tell you how to get over it. Just jump up and start shouting the victory. Hey, I'm going to tell you, whatever it is that's got you discouraged will decide that they need to find a new home. Yeah. We all get discouraged from time to time. That's just human nature. But it's not God's nature to live there. Yeah. Whew. Our lives are prescribed, ordered by the word of the Lord. And that word is forever settled. All the promises of God in him are yea, and in him are amen. So I want to fight against a little thing here, and I want to give you two words that I don't ever want you to say again. Boy, it's quiet now. I killed all that shout we had going. And those two words are, if God. I just wonder if God will keep his promises. Or if, I just wonder, I know Sister So-and-so got the victory, but I'm just wondering if God will give it to me. Or if God is going to supply my needs, because after all, you know, I heard one man say if he could give God a present, he would give him a wristwatch with a calendar in it. You'll get it. I don't wonder if God is going to see me through. I don't wonder if God is going to make a way. I don't wonder if God's going to answer my prayer, or if God's going to walk with me, or if God's going to heal my body, or if God's going to save my family. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. He has to do it. He wants to do it. Shatanana boko shapabahaya. Come on, somebody, shout the victory. It's not a matter of if God. It's just a matter of when God. Woo! Yeah. Hallelujah. Because if God has promised it, or if his word said it, that's the same thing. I need not worry because it's going to happen. He's able to perform it. And he shall perform it. Listen to me. I'm trying to encourage somebody today. Get up out of your depressed and discouraged state. Well, I just can't. I just can't. Pastor, I can't. I'm way too discouraged. And I've been depressed too long. If you want out, stand right now. Oh! Throw those hands up to the Lord right now and shout the victory. Every promise in the book is mine. He's going to make you the head and not the tail. He's going to put you above and not below. Yeah! Hallelujah! I shall not be defeated. I shall not be discouraged. I shall not be down. I shall not be out. Oh, no. I shall not be a victim. Woo. That's what God wants us to do this year. Notch things up a little bit. Oh, my goodness. Hikadaboshandalahaya. Knowing what God has promised, he will in fact do. Now, all right, let me talk to you a little bit about your enemy. You do know that we have one. We're shouting the victory here today, but we're not ignoring that we have an enemy. Why would we shout the victory if we hadn't won something? So we've got an enemy. And he tries to present us with evidence against victory and God. The Lord said to Eve, if you eat off of that, you're going to die. And the devil said to her, you shall not surely die. How many know that the best lie has got a little bit of truth in it? Yep. To Cain, he said, you just worship any old way you want to. Lie. To Job, he said, God has abandoned you. Lie. To Judas, money is the most important thing you can ever accomplish. Lie. To the world, he says, it's your life. You live it like you want to, and don't let anybody tell you anything. To the saints of God, he says, God has abandoned you. Nobody's ever gone through what you're going through. Lie. Worship is not really necessary. Your children will never be saved. The Holy Ghost is not real. It don't matter if you're baptized or not. Miracles, signs, and wonders are finished. Your life will never be victorious. You can't even receive the Holy Ghost. Man, I could keep going with that list. So don't you ever say if God again. You just say when God. Every evidence that Satan presents you is a lie from hell. It is his job to discourage you. Oh, yeah. So if you're living a defeated, discouraged, down-and-out lie, let's see, who's winning? His desire is to defeat you. His desire is to make you doubt the Lord's word. His design is for you to finally just shrug your shoulders and give up. But he is a liar. The only reason you would ever give up is if you just decided you didn't want to ask God for help. But when you, long as you lift that hand and worship and praise the Lord, tell him that you need him. Tell him that you're tired of being discouraged and depressed and distressed, and you want victory in this house today. I got news for you. There's not enough devils in hell to stop it from happening. Woo! So Jesus put it in perspective, John 8:44.
I love this scripture.
Well, let's read. I just have part of it in my notes. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. Now, what's this? We're talking about the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in truth. Read that next line out loud. Because, let's do it together. Because there is. When he speaketh a lie, keep reading, he speaketh of his own, for he is. Why don't you just call him what he is? Now you're going to make him mad. Does that matter to you? Woo, somebody shout hallelujah. So our walk is not according to his evidence. that evidence presented by the enemy. But we walk according to the promises of God. I'm here today because of the promises of God. I'm standing here because of the promises of God. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. The devil will try to take you out, but the promises of God will make you stand fast. Yeah, 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 yeah. 11 and 1, Hebrews. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Satan presents so-called evidence to drag you down. You know, they're never going to live for God. You're never going to get the victory. You're never going to get healed. And we allow too many times his evidence, so-called, to allow us to feel defeat. But faith doesn't operate off of the seen or the visual. Unseen. Seen only in your spirit. Seen only in your mind's eye. In my mind, I'm not sick. It's just a matter of time until I'm well from the power and glory of God. Faith operates off of promises that are forever settled. Faith operates off of the Word. Faith doesn't require evidence to continue to work. Hebrews 11 and 4, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. Hebrews 11 and 5, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Hebrews 11 and 7, by faith Noah, and it goes on to tell about how he built an ark. You talk about faith, it had never rained before. God said, build a boat. A what? What's it for? Oh, it floats above the water. Where does that come from? From the sky. Really? But he built it and saved his family. Oh, well, I could stop there for a while. And we could continue, but how did they operate? Not by visual evidence, but by faith in the promises of God. It's time for the victory people in this church to call things which be not as though they were. Yeah, I see him walking in that door. Yeah, I see him parking his car in the parking lot. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yes. Yes, I see my home coming back together. I see my spouse doing what God called them to do. Oh, somebody shout a little bit with me. It's time for you to call that so-called evidence a lie and start calling what you haven't seen yet as done. It's time to worship for the promises instead of mourning in despair. God's word is true. Walk like a winner. Ephesians 6 and 11. Put on the whole armor of God. Read that again. Put on. Again. You'll get it. That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 13. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of who? That you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. And I'm going to cut out some time and not read through verse 17. But do you get it? What I'm trying to tell you is, it's not your armor. Put on the whole armor of who? And so let me ask you, has he ever been defeated? Has he ever lost? Do you have any fear that he might lose this time? then put on his armor and start shouting the victory. God's truth, God's righteousness, God's gospel, God's shield of faith, God's helmet of salvation, and God's sword, which is his word. So we're not battling based on evidence. You're warring based on the provision and the word of God. So watch this. Everybody do one of these. And say it with me. I'm pointing at the winner. I didn't declare you the winner. I'm shouting with you. The word of God declared you the winner. Woo, hallelujah. So walk like a winner. For the church to act in the power of the Holy Ghost, it's imperative that we walk in victory and not in defeat. You know, for the most part, we have a little trouble with worry. And if I get an opportunity, I want to preach to you a little bit sometime about worry. My father-in-law said if Miss Thetis couldn't worry, she'd be unemployed. He also said, if you're going through hell, don't stop. Okay. We can't worship because we're worrying. It's time for some of us to leave the worrying to the Lord and worship him for what he's already done. If you can't scratch up something good about today to worship the Lord for, what about last week? What about last month? What about last year? What about when your child was dying and you didn't know what to do? What about when the doctor said there's no hope? Oh, come on. You got something to worship the Lord about. Yeah, 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 yeah. Woo! I've got a little bit more to do, and boy, I got to get it done in 7 minutes. Jesus. Don't worry. Don't worry. Just believe God and go on. Okay. Psalms 148, he tells us who's supposed to praise the Lord. 149 tells us how. 150 tells us where and what. But 147 tells us why. So I'm going to read a little bit of that to you. And if you feel good about any of it, just start doing it. And at some point here in the next 5 minutes or so, if led by the Spirit of God, just get up and get in an aisle or come to the front or do something. And we're just going to praise God like maniacs this morning. Don't worry. You're going to get some lunch and get all revived and enthused and go home, take a nap this afternoon. And oh, whew, boy, I felt the anointing there. 147, praise ye the Lord, for it's good to sing praises to our God. It's pleasant, and praise is comely. You know what that really means? That means you are your most beautiful when you're praising the Lord. The Lord doth built up Jerusalem. He gathered together the outcast of Israel. Here's why we praise him. He healeth the broken in heart. He bindeth up their wounds. He tells the number of the stars. He calls them all by name. My Lord, great is the Lord and of great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. So sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise on the harp unto our God, who covers the heavens with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes the grass grow on the mountains. He gives the beast his food and the young ravens which cry. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He takes no pleasure in the legs of man, but the Lord takes pleasure in them that fear him and those that hope in his mercy. Woo. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zion, for he has strengthened the bars of thy gate. He has blessed thy children within thee. He maketh peace in thy borders. He filleth thee with the finest of wheat. He sendeth forth his commandment upon the earth, and his word runneth very swiftly. He giveth snow. There you go. Like wool. He scattereth the hoarfrost into ashes. He casteth forth his ice like morsels. Who can stand before him? He sends out his word and melts the ice and causes his wind to blow and the waters to flow. He showed his word to Jacob and his statutes and his judgments to Israel. Praise you, the Lord. I'm just trying to tell you today, we got a whole lot more to praise the Lord over than we do to be discouraged about, than we do to be down and out about, than we do to be crying about. Our victory is secured. So listen to this. Worry and despair rob you of his present provisions. He can be trying to bless you and you just worry your way right out of it. He can be trying to take care of what you need and you just doubt him back out the door. Oh, my Lord. Well, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, Matthew 17:20, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence and go yonder place, and it shall remove. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. If you can read that last two lines and just stand there and yawn and wish we'd hurry up and get done, something's wrong. Nothing! 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 Hey, Terry. Pray for her. Pray for her. Pray for her. Walk right there. Just stop right there and get her to pray for you. Yeah, 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 yeah.
This is how I fight my battles. 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 Oh, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. Oh, come on. from a hustler. This is how I fight my battles.